الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تدابروا ولا تباغضوا إلى آخر الحديث وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Most respected elders and brothers and our brothers and sisters who may be listening over streaming. In the verses of the Quran Sharif that were recited, which can be found in the 26th juz of the Quran Sharif, Surah Hujarat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular surah teaches us some etiquettes, some habits, which can inshallah bring unity and harmony and love within our community and within our society, within our country, and inshallah within the entire world. Sometimes the person wants to change the whole world, but you have to start somewhere. You have to start small. You have to start with our small little world that we have control over. And inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala accepts, the entire world can change. Look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course being the Nabi of Allah, he started with his small little community. Who would have thought that eventually Allah will make it such that his message will spread around the four corners of the world. And not only for that period, for the next 1,000 years, and inshallah till the day of Qiyamah. So we have to start somewhere. We all speak about harmony, we have no unity. We're always at loggerheads with each other. There's fighting, there's arguments, there's quarrels. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the solution. The Quran Majeed is a book of guidance. It has got the solution to every problem that will come till the day of Qiyamah. So in Surah Hujarat, Allah Ta'ala discusses some important etiquettes that we can implement in our lives, that inshallah will build this harmony, this love, this unity, this understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all brings us to a point where we find common ground. We have a common ground. You know, sometimes the person says, you know what, don't speak about this here because he's going to upset him. Don't discuss that topic, it's going to upset him. That person belongs to a certain political party, let's not discuss politics. This particular person is involved in a certain field, let's not discuss it. So let's find some common issue. Let's talk about the weather. Or sometimes the person speaks about, you know what, we are both supporters of the same football team. Not that it's justified, but as an example. We are both supporters of the same football team. So when we're together, we're talking football. We found some common ground. Sometimes two individuals come from the same country. So they talk about the country. They find some common ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also highlights a very common ground between each and every one of us. Allah ta'ala says that you as believers, you have got common ground. And what is that? Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. That the believers and the mu'mineen are brothers to each other. You have a common ground. You all have iman. You all believe in Allah, one Allah. You all believe in the nubuwwah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, there may be differences in terms of color, in terms of ethnicity, in terms of country, in terms of wealth, in terms of intelligence levels. Leave all of that aside. Your common ground is all of you have got iman. You are all followers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that we have common ground, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. then you should make an effort to keep the harmony between brothers. Maintain this brotherhood. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort to achieve. He created a brotherhood amongst the Sahaba ikram, a community amongst the believers, such that when one believer was going through some difficulty, there were other believers there to support him, to help him, to assist him. When one believer was going through some moments of happiness, there were other believers that they were sharing in his happiness. And if there was some issue, there was some problem, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an effort to patch things up. We know the famous hadith. The month of Ramadan just passed, and we spoke about the night of power. Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That the night of power is greater than 1,000 months of worship. And we know the incident that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew exactly which night it was. And in that excitement, he was coming to divulge this information, to mention it to the Sahaba. And whilst coming, there were two Sahabi who were arguing with each other, and it was getting heated. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have said, you know, right now the information I have is so important that it would help the rest of my ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Let me just ignore this fight that is taking place. Then let them fight it out. Let them continue fighting. I have more invaluable information. So let me go straight and inform the Sahaba. What did the Nabi of Allah do? He saw two of his companions fighting. The Rasul of Allah intervened, focused, applied himself, and he solved the problem and calmed the situation. He quelled the dispute. He poured water over the fire. It just shows how important this was. This harmony in the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so precious that he was willing to keep that aside, that information aside. And we know the consequence and the result was that the Nabi of Allah became so absorbed in that particular matter that he forgot. This also shows that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though he was present, he wasn't just present, he had focused, he had invested his energies in resolving this problem between these two companions and these Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Of course, we never ever look down upon any companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for they were human beings. And in fact, ulama explain that the mistakes that the Sahaba made became lessons for the rest of the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. It was almost as if they sacrificed themselves to teach the rest of the ummah. Our belief is as-sahabatu kulluhum adul. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is at the highest pedestal. In fact, our belief in aqidah is this, that the lowest sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of rank, the greatest wali of Allah cannot even be equivalent to that. Allah has said with regards to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. In fact, in this very surah, Allah Ta'ala says with regards to the companions and the sahaba, ulaika alladhina imtahana Allah qulubahum littaqwa, that Allah had engraved in the hearts of the sahaba, is carved. So the lesson we learn that when two believers are fighting, it is a major problem. And we need to, if we can, if we have the position, if we have the capacity, if we have the capability, we should try and assist, we should try and resolve. You are in your family, you are a senior person, you are an influential person, you are an influential individual. And perhaps it may be your nephews, maybe it's the nephew, maybe it's the nieces, maybe it's your younger siblings. and there is some dispute, some argument that is taking place, then you should try and apply yourself. Look at both sides and try and quell the situation. Today we find, like little children in schools, they get excited when they see people fighting. So they add more fuel to that fire. More fuel is added to that fire. In the same way in our families, if there is some dispute, some argument, then we, jiha, he said this about you. We add more fuel to that fire. This is completely against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi of Allah made an effort to keep the harmony, to keep the unity. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That if a person has got the quality of taqwa, then automatically he will be making an effort to maintain the harmony, the unity, the love within his community, within his family, within his society. In fact, wherever you will find there is a problem in a family, and in a community, and in a society, then you will find that there is an underlying sickness that is present. That the parties that are involved, there are elements within that dynamics where someone is suffering from pride. There is some pride that is there. As somebody has got some takabbur and pride. And remember, pride is not only that the person walks with his head up in the sky. In fact, the person who walks with his head down, his heart could be filled with pride. The person who is making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he too, his heart can be filled with pride. As we see with shaitan, that he was the greatest abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the greatest he was rather the greatest arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, he was the alim also. So just being pious and just doing good deeds doesn't mean the person is devoid of pride. The person who is humble, the person who has got the quality of humility within his heart, ke main kuch bhi nahi hu. Never mind, leave this out. Let us not fight. Let us keep the harmony within the family. Let us keep the unity. And some people are such that they need to always be fighting with someone. They just finish fight with this family, now they say, right, let's target the next family. They finish fight with that family, it's like they continuously in the cycle of violence. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are embodiments of unity and embodiments of love. That we create harmony, we create unity, we create love within our communities. So Allah Ta'ala says that the person who has got the quality of taqwa, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When you have got this quality of taqwa, then the mercy of Allah will descend upon you. And when the mercy of Allah will descend upon you, then inshallah there will be harmony, there will be unity. You will become a person who will try to maintain harmony and unity within the community. This is what will happen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about aspects that we can, etiquettes that we can develop in our lives to avoid this unity, to avoid frictions. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina aman, la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin. O ye who believe, one group of you should not belittle another group. You will find this aspect of belittling others. Look at these people. Look at that community. Look at those people. Ye to aise hai, aur wo log to aise hai. You know, these people are like that, and they are like this, and these ones are like this here. When we mock others, we belittle others. Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. That perhaps those people that you are mocking and belittling, perhaps they are better than you in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're looking down upon them. You are mocking them. You are belittling them. But in the eye of Allah, they are greater. Because remember, we cannot see in the heart of any individual. You can't see into my heart. Neither can I see into your heart. But Allah can see into the hearts of every single person. Allah Ta'ala speaks the languages of the heart. Allah Ta'ala knows what is within the heart. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ Allah knows what that which the heart conceals. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى Don't claim that you are very great and you are very pious. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى It is Allah who knows who has got the greatest level of piety and taqwa. Don't make any claims. So لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ And then Allah emphasizes it further. That should have been sufficient. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ And neither should any group of women mock or belittle another group of women. The one command was sufficient. But Allah emphasizes it again that the men too shouldn't do this. The women also should not do this. Clearly indicating how important it is for us to not mock at another group. Sometimes the person is from a certain village. And then he mocks it. Check how these people do it. See how they eat their food. Look at how they cook their food. So that is also a sign of a pride. That hum unse behtar hai. We are better than them. Hum unse uncha hai. We are higher than them. We are superior. Exactly what Shaitan said. Ana khayrun min. I am better than him. Allah Ta'ala knows who is the greatest. So Allah says, وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ أَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ They don't criticize each other and look for faults. The person is, you know, nitpicking. Finding faults with the person. Dressed like this here, toppy is like that there, this is like that. Person is always trying to find faults, nitpicking. Now these are things which are going to create animosity and hatred. Because now remember, when you are sitting with a group of friends, and now you're saying, you know this person, but he does this here, and he does that there, and this one. What is going to happen in that group, or in that family, that slowly the seeds of disrespect is going to be sown in the heart of everyone that is sitting there. Now you're speaking about that one uncle, and you know he does this year, and you know that uncle that time he did this year, and you know he did this year, and he... So now all the nephews and nieces who are sitting there, slowly the respect for that uncle is diminishing. And when that respect for that one uncle diminishes amongst all the nephews and nieces, it's going to create a kind of disunity in the family. Because now the nephew will be disrespectful to the uncle, and that is when a fight will start. And when the fight starts, then what happens? And remember, when we are going to teach our children disrespect for anyone. Disrespect for anyone. In fact, there's one amazing incident that I am aware of, where a certain person was in a problem. And it was his fault, it was a business issue. And, you know, they had, this person said, look, it's business, I'm taking you to court. The month of Ramadan was coming. So this person said, please brother, it's the month of Ramadan. Can't we, you know, let the month of Ramadan go and we will talk about it after the month of Ramadan. This person said, no, I'm taking you to court. So somebody told this person that why don't you go to his elder brother? This person himself was in his 60s. His elder brother was in his 70s. Says, why don't you go to his elder brother? Talk to his elder brother. So it was just a few days before the month of Ramadan, he went to the elder brother. So the elder brother says that my brother wants to take you to court in the month of Ramadan. So he says, see brother, it's not that we don't want to fulfill the right. Can we not take it maybe to Muslim arbitration and we, whatever, you know, decision they make, we'll accept it. So he said, don't worry. This person mentioned that I just walked out of that meeting with the elder brother and I received a message from this brother that my brother has phoned me and he has spoken to me and inshallah I will not be taken to court in the month of Ramadan. We will deal with it after the month of Ramadan. So this person mentioned that he was absolutely amazed that the younger brother had such respect for the elder brother. But how does this happen? I have seen this also within many families where the younger brother has such respect for the elder brother. And then I asked the question that how did this happen? They said it was the parents. The parents basically taught the younger children that this is the elder brother. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that حَقُّ كَبِيرِ الْإِخْوَةِ حق كبير الإخوة على صغيرهم حق الوالد على ولده. That the right of the eldest brother over the siblings is like the right of the parents over the children. That in the absence of the parents, the elders will then take that responsibility. And the parents then also showed that kind of respect, that this is your elder brother. And because he is your elder brother, or he is the elder sister, or she is the elder sister, you need to respect her. So the younger children were taught respect for the elders. Now, when we will teach our children respect, Allahu Akbar, automatically those children will respect the parents. They will automatically respect the parents. But if we teach our children disrespect for that elder brother or that elder sister, Allahu Akbar, that same disrespect will haunt us one day, where that very child who we taught disrespect will turn around and start disrespecting us as parents. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this. Don't find fault with each other. Cover up. Sometimes a person makes a mistake. The person makes an error. But now, instead of just to show how great we are in front of the little children, you know, how great we are. You say, you know that uncle of yours, this is what he did. Yeah. You know, he's like this here. That's why I was always saying, you know, about him. He's very good in his business, but this is what he did to me, and that's what he did to me, and this is what he did to me. By doing this, we are sowing the seeds of disrespect within our own children. That should have been a matter. In fact, one person told me, they're a group of brothers who are running a business. They said that we have made a policy amongst us as brothers that no business matter will be discussed at home with our family. And we have an issue amongst us brothers, we will trash it out in the business. When we come home, nothing. He said, because when we include the wife and the children, then that's when all the problem starts. And that's when all the disrespect starts. That the nephews and nieces says that, our uncle, how could he do this to you? And how could he say this to you? These are brothers of each other. They will say what they want to say to each other. But look at that policy, mashallah, that now the nephews and nieces have respect for the uncles. Because the uncles realize that we need to maintain respect. That is still your uncle. He's older than you. You need to respect him. And this is how we're going to create harmony and unity, and it starts within our small little circle, our small little home, our children, and we teach them respect for each other. That's not how you speak to your sister. That's not how you speak to your brother. Speak to them with adab. Speak to them with respect. And it could quite possibly be that you are speaking to them in that manner because you think that you are superior and greater than, or you are looking down upon them. Yes, they made a mistake. But how many mistakes have you not made in your life? We all make mistakes. Who is there that is perfect? So therefore, respected elders and brothers, there are so much more that we could be said. But it was the deep-hearted desire of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to maintain the harmony, the unity, the love within our families, within the community, and within the broader ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those who creates harmony and unity within our communities. May Allah ta'ala make us an embodiment of mahabba, love and unity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Gaza and throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.